Say Parshas Balak. Chabad Chaim makes an interesting observation in the parasha. If you take out a Sefer Torah, you look in the parasha, there are no breaks in the parasha. It's one written one long paragraph from the first pasuk all the way until after Shvi. All the way, it's written all one long paragraph. Usually the Torah is divided up. Parashas Psucha, Stuma, into separate paragraphs, Parashiyos, says the Chafetz Chaim. You know why Parashas Balak is not divided up? It's one parasha. It's because Rashi tells us earlier in Parashas Vayikra, what's the reason the Parashiyos are divided up? Uitein Revach, Lesboinein, Bein Parasha LaParasha. To give space, to give time, to understand the Chazar over between one parasha and the next, before you go on to the next parasha, review what you learned. So it's a hefsek. Hashem spoke to Moshe and told him he learned, reviewed, and he went further. Bilam didn't learn. Bilam, as much as Hashem gives him the message, and Hashem tells Bilam not to go. Bilam insists he has to go. Hashem says, but you'll say whatever I put in your mouth. Bilam still insists, and Bilam still thinks he's going to be able to be Mekarel B'nei Yisrael. Bilam didn't understand the parasha or parasha. Bilam didn't take his lesson between one parasha and the next. Therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, there's no need to divide the parashiyos. Because Bilam had one machshava in his head, and that was his agenda, and no matter what, Bilam didn't want to change, didn't want to learn his lesson, didn't want to learn at all from what Hashem had said. There's no need to give space between parasha or parasha. The Alta from the Vardik say over a martial story to express who Bilam was. You'd say over the following story. There was once a shamus in the shul, and a shamus was late one Thursday night in shul, cleaning up, preparing for Shabbos, and very late at night, the shamus is arranging the chairs, and he hears the door open. And the shamus looks around, and he sees a person walking in. And from far, he recognizes the person as the ganif in the town. Every town has a ganif. He recognizes this is the ganif. So the shamus gets all nervous. The ganif's coming into the shul late at night. He thinks, oi, what's the ganif going to steal? I better watch him. So shamus hides behind the bench, and he's looking around, watching the ganif very closely to see if he takes anything. And the shamus is surprised. The ganif looks over to the Aron Kodesh. He opens the Aron Kodesh, and he starts davening. And the ganif says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, let me have Ruach Kodesh. Let me have Ruach HaKodesh. Give me Ruach HaKodesh. The shamus is hiding behind the bench and he's puzzled. The ganif is davening for Ruach HaKodesh. What? What's his connection? So the shamus can't hold himself back. He jumps out of his place and he runs up to the ganif and he says, tell me, what connection do you have with Ruach HaKodesh? Why are you davening for Ruach HaKodesh? And the ganif says, I'll tell you why. I work very hard. I have to sneak into people's houses. I have to find an open door. I have to pick the lock to break into people's houses. And once I'm in, I have to crawl very quietly without making any noise so the people at home shouldn't hear me, the neighbors shouldn't hear, no one should see. And it's not that easy. I have to search and search to find where the valuables are in the house, where they hide the money, where they hide their jewelry, where they hide their silver. It's not that easy. I'm davening that Hashem should give me Ruach HaKodesh. So when I walk into a house, I should know right away where the valuables are. I should be able to see right away where the gold is, where the silver is. And this way, I won't have to spend so much time.
Sounds so passionate. It makes sense.
So the shamus said to him, Nar, if you're already davening for Ruach HaKodesh, why don't you daven? You should use it for good. Why don't you daven? You should use it to tshuva, and it should be return to Hashem and repent from your ways. If you believe that Hashem can give you Ruach HaKodesh, then you should dive in to do good. So the Atta from the Vav, you could say Bilam was the same way. Bilam, Hashem rested his Shekhinah on Echad Mi'um Yisraelim, one of the Goyim in the world, the V'Yum Yisraelim, on Bilam. And what does Bilam do with this gift of Ruach HaKodesh that he has? All he wants to do is be Mekarel B'nei Yisrael. Bilam, his whole agenda is be Mekarel B'nei Yisrael. And Bilam tries and he tries and he tries. Hashem gave him a gift already. Hashem gave him a gift of Ruach HaKodesh. Hashem gave him a gift of Nevuah. Why not use it for good? Why use it for bad? Bilam was just like that ganef who davens for his ruach hakodesh. The truth is, we're all like that in a way. Hashem gives us gifts. Hashem gives us what we need, and we don't always use it the right way. We take sometimes what we have, and we use it the wrong way, or we don't use it properly. If we already believe that Hashem is giving it to us, and we daven to Hashem for our panasa, for what we need, let's use it the right way to come to bring us closer to Hashem. Pasuk says, this, I know we said this over many times, the Pasuk says, Vayelchu ziknei moyov im ziknei midyon. I think it's Pasuk. Pasuk Zayin, Perichof Beis, Pasuk Zayin. Vayelchu ziknei moyov im ziknei midyon. Uksamim biyodom. The elders of Moyov and the elders of Midian went with their ksamim. Either means the magicians, their tricks, the magical tools, or it means an ois. They had a sign in their hands. So Rashi brings down a davaracha. Kesem zeh notu biyodom. They took a simin, a sign in their hands. The Ziknei Midian said the following. If Moshe Rabbeinu comes with us right away, if Bilam comes with us right away, Yesh Bay Manish, then Bilam's the real McCoy. He's real. If he comes with us right now, right away, as soon as we ask him, he's real. Ve'im Yitchanu, but if Bilam pushes us off, he stalls for time, Ein Bay Tielis. There's not that much gain. Maybe yes, maybe no. Therefore, when Bilam told them, Lino Fai Halayla, stay overnight, Amr said, Ein Bay Tikva. There's no hope anymore. And the Ziknei Midyan left, he went away. And only the Sarim Moyav remained behind, but the Ziknei Midyan left. So the Gra is Medayak, the three Lushainas of Rashi. If Bilam would have said, he'll come with us right away, Yesh by Mamish. He's real. If he says, he pushes us away, there's no Tayelis. If he says, stay overnight, come back tomorrow, Ein by Tikva, there's no hope. What's the Russian Mamish, Tayelis, and Tikva. So the Gra explains that Ziknei Midyan knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu's Kayach was the Peh. Bilam is now coming to Mekalel Bnei Yisrael. The Peh. They wanted Bilam to use his Kayach of the mouth. So they said, if Bilam could come with us right away, Bilam is greater than even Moshe Rabbeinu. Because by Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say? Imdu ve'eshma'a ma'yitzav ha'ashem lachem. But I saw Chod, Moshe says, wait until I find out what Hashem commands you to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't answer right away. He had to consult with Hashem. If Bilam could tell us, I'll come with you right away, he's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, then Yesh by Mamish, he's for real, and we're going to stick around because Bilam's klala is going to come true. If Bilam says, he pushes us off, and Bilam says, I have to consult with Hashem, then anybody tells, there's no gain, because he's not greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. He's equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not greater, because Moshe Rabbeinu also had to consult with Hashem. So if Bilam has to consult with Hashem, anybody tells. But if Bilam says, Lino Poi Halayla, stay overnight, then he's on a lower level than Moshe Rabbeinu. He's on a lower level than Moshe Rabbeinu, anybody Tikva, there's no hope, and let's leave. So says the Gra. But I think the Velt says over, the same is true. When you ask a person for a favor, it depends on his response, whether it is mamoshes, he's real, or ein bay tikva. If you ask somebody for a favor, and he says, I'll do it right away, yesh bay mamish. He's for real. You could rely on him. If he says, I'll see, he pushes you off, ein bay tielis. Maybe yeah, maybe no, 50-50. You stand a chance, but don't rely on it. But if he tells you, we'll play a laila, come back tomorrow, not today, come back tomorrow, then you should know ein bay tikva. Then you should know there's no hope. He's not interested in helping you. If he says right away, yesh bay mamish, you should know he's for real. The Pasuk says later on, Pasuk Chof Beis, Bilam traveled with his tool in the Orov. Yichar afu akim ki haylechu. Hashem was angry that Bilam went. Hashem sends the malach, v'hu reichev al asaynoi, and he's riding his donkey, u'shnei na'orav imoi. And his two Na'orav, his two Na'orav and Shamoshim are together with him. You're a sinner? U'shnei Na'orav imoi, his two Na'orav with him. The Chiddush Arim points out about the Akedah, when Avram went to the Akedah, it also says Avram had Tuna Arv with him. Yishmael and Eliezer were together with Avram. And we know that when the Pasuk says that Bilam woke up early, Vayakom Bilam Babaikir Pasuk Chafalif, Rashi tells us, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Rasha, Kava Kod Mecha Avram Avim. Avram Avinu already beat you to it. Shnemaka says, Vayashkeim Avram Babaikir Vayachavashes Chamayroi. Avram by the Akedah woke up early in the morning. So Bilam, who was Vayakom, Avram Avinu already had that schus, Vayashkeim Avram Babaikir. Says the Chiddush Erim, beautiful. If you look in Pirkei Avos, Perikei, Mishnah Yotes, what does the Mishnah tell us? The Mishnah tells us who is from the Talmidim of Bilam and who are from the Talmidim of Avram Avinu. And the Mishnah says, the following. Mishnah Chafes. Kol mi sheyesh biyadoi shiloish devarim. Whoever has these three devarim, who mitamidav shel Avram Avinu, so the tamidim of Avram Avinu, or shiloish devarim achirim, who mitamidav shel Bilam Harasha, or from the tamidim of Bilam Harasha. What are the three? Ayin Taiva, veruach nemucha, venefesh shvala. One who has a generous eye, he's not jealous of others, helps others, ruach nemucha, nefesh shvala, a humble person. He's from Talmidim of Avram Avinu. But Ayin Ra, Veruach Gavaya, Venefesh Rechava, one who has a bad eye, he's jealous of others, Ayin Hara, he's a Balgaiva, he's jealous of others, and he has a lot of desires he wants, he's from Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha. Says the Chiddushim, the word Na'ar is Nun Ayin Resh. Nun is Nefesh, Ayin is Ayin, the eye, and Resh is Ruach. The three Midas of Bilam, the three Midas of Avram. Ushnei Na'ar of Imai. A person, when he goes, he takes his midos, his characteristics with him. Bilam had a ayin ra, Bilam had a ruach gavaya, Bilam had a nefesh rechava. Na'ar. When Bilam went, ushnei na'ar vima, he couldn't shake his bad midos. And therefore, wherever Bilam went, you see his gaiva and his taiva and his ayin ra coming out. Avram Avinu, on the other hand, ushnei na'ar vima, Avram had the ayin taiva, the ruach namucha, nefesh shveila. He was an onov, ayin taiva. Wherever Avram went, ushnei na aravima, he carried his midos with him. Whatever a person is, whatever midos he has, that's what a person takes with him. And a person has to be aware that sometimes his midos have an effect on him, even without his realizing it. There are a lot of remazim in Parshas Balak. This I know we mentioned. The Shiloh HaKadosh brings down the word Balak. Beis Lamed Kuf stands for bracha loy klala. Bracha, not a klala. Which is really the essence of the parasha. That Bilam tried, Balak tried to be Mekalal Yisrael, and Hashem said, no klolos, and Hashem gave us a bracha instead. So Balak stands for bracha loy klola. Bracha and not a klola. Shalosh regalim. Bilam's riding the donkey, he hits the donkey three times. The donkey says to Bilam, why did you hit me three times? So Rashi says, a remez, that Bilam came to be oiker, and he wanted to uproot the nation that keeps the Shalosh Regalim. Klal Yisrael that keeps the three Yomim Tovim, who are Oyla Regel three times a year. As if the donkey was saying to Bilam, you will not be able to be Oiker to uproot this nation that celebrates Shalosh Regalim during the year. Mo Ekoiv, like Kaboy Kale. Bilam said, how can I curse B'nai Yisrael if Hashem doesn't agree? Ekoiv is brought down, is spelled Aleph, Kuf, Beis. Omein, Kaddish, Baruch Hu. When a person answers Amen, Kaddish and Baruch Hu, Mo Ekav. The chus is so great of an Amen, of a Kaddish, or a Kedusha, a Baruch Hu, that protects Klal Yisrael. Mo Ekav, like Kaboy Kale. How can I be Mekalo B'nei Yisrael when they have this chus of Ekav, of Amen, of a Kaddish, or a Kedusha, or of a Baruch Hu? The Pasuk tells us, Perik Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Ka'es Ye Omer Li Yaakov, or Yisrael Ma Po'al Kale. One of the nevuos of Bilam. The Dumno Magna is a famous marshal in this pasuk, which we probably said over many, many times. And
it's good time to say it again.
It's a nice story. Nice marshal. The general, the king's army, the general heard that there was a certain professor who invented a certain ointment that if you smear it on yourself or on your clothing, it will repel any arrows, bullets, swords that are shot, thrown at it. No harm could come to a person who smears on himself this ointment or over his clothing. And the general heard about it, and of course he wanted it, because he goes out to war, and if he has this ointment smeared on himself and his clothing, it will protect him that no arrows or swords or bullets could pierce through the ointment that he smears on himself. And when he mentioned it to other people, they told him, "You're out of your mind? You're out of your mind? How do you know it works? You're going to spend a lot of money traveling to this professor. He's going to charge you an arm and a leg for this ointment, and you have no proof that it works. And you don't want to try it out to see if it works. You don't have someone to shoot arrows at you to see if it works or not." So they advised the general not to go. Not to go ahead and to buy the ointment. But being that he is the general and he goes out to war, he decided that it's worth his investment and his time to go and to look into this professor and his ointment that he has. So he travels to this professor, and of course the professor charges him an arm and a leg, very expensive, but the general decides it's worth his investment, he'll take his chances, and he buys it. Before he travels back home, he smears on himself the ointment all over his clothing, all over his face, and so on. So be protected if anybody shoots any arrows or any swords, any weapons at him. And of course, on the way home through the forest, a gang of robbers attack him, and they start shooting arrows at him. And lo and behold, the arrows bounce right off. Right. As the arrows hit him, they bounce right off. They come with the swords, and the swords bounce right off, and they can't hurt him. The robbers are astounded, amazed. They've never seen this before. They get very frightened, and they start to run away. The general calls after them, "Wait, wait, wait." And the robbers say, "What do you want? We're running. We're leaving you alone." And he says, "I want to give you a reward. I want to give you a reward." And the robbers say, "A reward? Why? We just tried to hurt you. We just tried to steal your money. Why would you want to reward us?" And the general says, "Because up until now, I wasn't sure whether this ointment works. But now that you attacked me, and you tried to shoot your arrows at me, I know that the ointment works, and now I know that I'm safe when I go out to war, and for that, I want to give you a reward." So the Dumno Magid, the same is true. Up until now, we knew that sorcerers, magicians, have no effect over Bnei Yisrael. But nobody wanted to try it out. Nobody wanted to go and have somebody put a claw on them or put a spell on them. Bilam came along, and Bilam tries to Mekali Yisrael. What happens? Now we could say to Yaakov and to Yisrael, "Look what Hashem did. Look how Hashem protected you. Because now we see with our own eyes how we were attacked, how they shot the arrows at us, how the Goyim, how Bilam tried to be Mekali us, and yet it bounced right off. Hashem protected us. So through Bilam, Ka'esi Yom Yaakov, now we were able to see how Hashem protects us and how Hashem watches over us." Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkinosecha Yisrael. Most famous pasuk that we all know, it's every morning and davening. Matoivu Alecha, how good are your tents, Yaakov, and your dwelling places, your houses, Yisrael. So Reb Zevin in the Sefer L'Torah L'Mayadim has a beautiful insight. What is an oil and what is a Mishkan? An oil is a temporary tent, temporary place to live. It's not a permanent house. A Mishkan is already a building. It's permanent. Yaakov and Yisrael. We know that we're called two names. Sometimes we refer to as Yaakov. Sometimes we refer to as Yisrael. So Rabbi Zevin, where does the name Yaakov come from? Why was Yaakov called Yaakov? V'yodlo yechezes ba'kei v'esov. Because when Yaakov was born, he was holding on to the heel of his brother Esau. He's holding on to the heel. From the word Akev, from the heel. He says, Yaakov represents the Hamainan. Most people. Like the Pasuk says, Altira Avdi Yaakov. Don't be afraid, my Eved Yaakov. Most of us are not able to spend a whole day in the Beis Medrash, a whole day in Shul. Most of us are out in the world during the day. We have to deal with the Akev Esau, with the heel of Esau. We have to deal with the Goyim. We mix with them. We mingle with them. Whether we like it or not, that's how our day goes by. We travel with them. We meet them. We have to deal with the Goyim. We hold on to the heel of Esav. We try as much not to associate, to come close with them, but we have interaction with the Goyim. How are we able to watch ourselves? How do we protect ourselves and keep our Torah and mitzvahs when we're together with the Goyim? The Akev, the heel, is called Yaakov, a Yud. The Yud is the first letter of Hashem's name. Yud represents Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. When you take the Akev Esav and you add the Yud, the Yaakov in the front, that's what gives us the Kayach to what make it through the day. When the Yid goes to shul in the morning, he goes to shul at night, he learns, Kavei Yitim Matayra Yaakov. That gives him the kayach, when he's together with that Kei Vesov, that gives him the kayach to be able to remain true to Hashem, true to the Torah, and not to be influenced and affected by the Goyim. Even though a person is only in a tent, he's only temporary, he's in a shul a short while in the morning, he's in a shul a short while at night, Beis Medrash a short while, he's not there permanently, he's only Ayalecha Yaakov. How great are your tents, Yaakov? Mishkenesecha Yisrael. Yisrael refers to a higher level. Yisrael refers to those people that are zoicha to be in the Beis Medrash in a shul the whole day. Yisrael b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. Yisrael is a higher level. Those that are zeicha to be in Beis Medrash a whole day, in a shul a whole day, to be involved with Kedusha a whole day, they're like a mishkan. They're kavua. They don't have the same challenges, the same nisyonis that Yaakov has from the oil. A person might think that I'm only a Yaakov. I'm out in the world the whole day. I have my challenges. What's it worth? If I'd be able to sit in Beis Medrash a whole day, oh, then I'd be chosher, I'd be somebody. But what's it worth mixing with the goyim the whole day? Says the pasuk, Matoyivu Eilecha Yaakov. How great is El Yaakov? When the Yid goes out into the world and he has to deal with the goyim and he remains a Yaakov because of the oil, because whenever he can, the temporary time that he has, whether it's in the morning, whether at night, Shabbos, whatever time he has, he spends in the Beis Medrash, he spends in the Beis Knesset, and that watches him, that protects a person. How great is Yitzhak Yaakov? It's just as good as Mishkenei Secha Yisrael. It's just as good as those that's able to sit in the Beis Medrash a whole day. And in a way, it's different because those that go out in the world bring light to the Chayshich of the world. And those that sit in the Beis Medrash are zeichet to a different avodah of sitting in the Beis Medrash. But Matoiv, how great are your tents Yaakov? How great is Yaakov? How great is Yisrael? Kli Yisrael has a Yaakov, and Kli Yisrael has a Yisrael. So Baruch Hashem, we come together, able to learn, even though we're all out in the world during the day, and we have to deal with all kinds of people and all kinds of challenges, but we have that oil that we come to, the oil in the morning, the oil at night, and that's what protects us and watches over us, over Yaakov during the day. Shtaka will be Zeicha, the 3 weeks are coming up, Shtaka be Zeicha, that this year, Tisha B'Av should turn out to be a Yom Tov, Karo Lai Mayed, we should see the Gula, Mashiach, who came here, and Yemeinu.